I'm wondering how many of you got something in the mail that looked like this. Can you see what it is? It's from a family of the church. They have 5 grandchildren in this photo, and then the couple is there in the lower center. You get the impression that they're kind of happy about having a family like this. How awesome that would be to have that many grandchildren running around your house. It just so happened that I went to their house last night, stopped by after the Christmas Eve service, and there were Christmas gifts about up to my waist all around this tree. And I was told it usually takes them 3 to 4 hours to open those gifts because they do them one at a time. Oh my. I can visualize that. I wouldn't want to be there. I've got more things to do than 3 hours in one sitting. But the idea of being there with your family and all those kids, oh my gosh, you imagine how blessed that family feels that they are? When you've got that many people in your world that you love and care about, you are blessed. I have 2 daughters, one of which is about to get married in about 2 weeks. Emily, who lives in Austin, was engaged last year, and of course the family rejoiced because we were wondering if she would ever find anybody. But as the Spirit moved, she found someone, a great guy by the name of Derek, going to enjoy the heck out of him as a son-in-law. But we rejoice for her because she is truly happy and feeling blessed at Christmas. Last night, we had over 300 people who attended in both services for our candlelight service. Someday, I'm going to put a mirror like up here on candlelight service so that you guys can see what you look like when you're sitting here and there's like 150 people in this room and they're singing and making their testimony as they're raising the candle and they're singing "O Holy Night," "Silent Night," rather, and they're getting to that music. It's such a beautiful thing. I could probably sell tickets maybe up here for you to kind of look out here and just to see how good you guys look. It's wonderful. It's hard not to be a part of a service like that and not feel blessed. But for me, maybe one of the most special times of the year is after all of you people leave on Christmas Eve, and I've got the church to myself, and I can come into the sanctuary, and I can have my own private time of prayer. And I start to go back through the whole year of the church. All that stuff that happened through the year. We had nearly 500 in attendance on Easter Sunday. Amazing. We had so many great accomplishments and joys. But we also had our struggles. We had 2 of our staff that left. Most churches that have something like that, that could be a mortal wound. And yet somehow this church had the will and the commitment and the stamina to trust in their faith and to believe that God was in our midst. And we've gone through that virtually unscathed. Is that not amazing? What a blessing that is. When we think of blessings, normally we think of in terms of gifts or abundance or good fortune. But most of that's in the past tense, right? We have a scripture here about Elizabeth and Mary. And Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant when Mary comes, and the child within her womb, John the Baptist-to-be, leaps for joy. And she says to Mary, "Blessed are you who believed there would be a fulfilling of what was told you." She's talking about a blessing going forward, not backward. And today I want to ask us that. Is that the kind of faith that you and I have? A faith that goes forward in a believing that things will be fulfilled, that God ultimately has your desire at his heart. He knows exactly what we need, and he's going to provide it in the time that we need it. There will be fulfillment. Some of you will be making New Year's resolutions in the next 7 days, but I can almost guarantee that whatever resolution you make will be broken within about 20 seconds. But there's a difference between a resolution and trusting in the blessings of God. So I want us to think about that today as I close. How wonderful it is to know a God who's made himself known in Christ, who has given us all the blessings of family and life and friends that we have, who has already promised us that 2017 is going to be our best year ever, How do I know that? Because I'm blessed. I think all of us are blessed. And as we look to next year, I don't think God's going to change the way of business. Let's pray. Eternal God, you have done so much for us. And it's only appropriate that we stop and give you thanks. But today, during the time of Christmas time, when we remember how Christ was born in the world, we pray that he would be born today anew in our hearts, that we would push our doubts and fears aside, all those hurt feelings, all the things that keep us up late at night, and trust in a God who goes before us, who will bless us, teach us to leap for joy, for we have hope, not a hope based on a resolution, but a hope based on your grace and your mercy. And for these blessings, we give you thanks. Amen. Was that 5 minutes? Okay. Pretty close. Good. We're going to turn in hymn number 240. We're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's do the first and the last of hymn number 240. Shall we stand? First and last.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die. Born to raise us from the earth, born to give a second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Thank you for making that special effort today to be here in worship. I'm wondering what next Sunday is going to be like on New Year's Day. Maybe we ought to put that on our prayer list too. Let's go to God in prayer for our benediction. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.